SBS Radio.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Glenn Maxwell, welcome to SBS Radio.
Thank you very much.
You're right off the back of a first ever T20 series win in India, thanks to two amazing match-winning innings from you yourself, 50 in Vizag and 100 in Bangalore. How are you feeling?
Yeah, feeling really good to start the series off the way we have, and to start this tour off the way we have has been outstanding. And to come over here and have immediate success doesn't always happen in India. For us to start with two wins is good sign thing going forward.
Now, after being beaten by India at home in Australia and knowing that Australia's lost the last three ODI series it's played in India, how much does winning the ODI series now mean to you?
Yeah, exactly right. The ODI series is a big thing coming up for us. We haven't had a lot of series wins over here. And for us to, have a bit of winning momentum going into those is really key. And as I said, hopefully we can take that momentum and grab a series win.
And what's coming together for you personally? I mean, the ball's just coming right to the middle of the bat. You're in the right space of mind. What's working for you?
Yeah, I suppose that experience of being over here a few times and adapting my technique to the conditions has been probably one of the key changes in the success. And having that consistency of T20 cricket before this tournament has been really helpful from the Big Bash as well.
And is it any different to play in India this time, given the political tensions that have suddenly come into play? Are there any restrictions you're facing?
Not personally. I don't feel like anything's sort of changed for us. Obviously, there's a couple of games up north that we're sort of waiting to hear on, and we'll find out in due course.
The ones in Mohali and Delhi?
Yes.
Okay. Now, essentially, Australia only has 10 ODI matches to play before the World Cup in England, 5 being in India and 5 against Pakistan and UAE. Is that also at the back of your mind?
We've got a few more than that. We've got 3 in Brisbane, practice games against New Zealand. We've got, 3 or 4 practice games in England before the World Cup as well. So we've got no shortage of games. There's plenty of opportunities for guys to push their case forward for selection and put their hand up for a spot in that squad.
And the ban on Steve Smith and David Warner is going to be lifted later this month, and it's quite possible that they can play from the 29th of March onwards, so essentially the fourth ODI against Pakistan. Do you think they'll be included in the team as soon as possible?
Oh, look, they're two world-class players, but they're still both coming back from elbow surgery, which isn't the easiest thing to come straight back from. So I'm sure they'll be doing their trying to get ready as quickly as possible to make themselves available for selection. But I'm sure a decision will be made on when they come back in, because I reckon they both will. They're both two world-class players, and two guys that I'm sure are going to be itching to get back into the Australian setup.
And coming back to the ODI series in India, make a prediction for us. How is it going to pan out of the 5 matches? Who will win by what margin?
I'm hoping Australia wins. I'm not going to put a margin on it, so we're going to be trying to win every game possible. It would be nice to continue this winning success going forward. We won the Test series against Sri Lanka, and now we've won this one-day series against India, T20 series against India. So to be nice to win 3 series in a row as an Australian team and keep that winning momentum going forward.
Well, after the first ODI in Hyderabad, you've got games in Nagpur, Ranchi, perhaps Mohali and Delhi. Do you have a favourite ground in India?
Well, it was probably Bangalore after the other night. I wouldn't mind playing there a bit more often. That was beautiful conditions to bat and smaller boundaries as well. So you could really take advantage of anything a little bit loose and really trust your swing. So yeah, Bangalore is a beautiful place to play. Yeah. Mumbai is probably the other one as well.
Is it one thing that you love about playing in India and one thing you completely hate about being on tour over there?
One thing I love is the crowds are unbelievable. Every game is packed out. They're loud. It's always an experience. And the other thing is probably not being able to leave your hotel room and not having any sort of privacy. That's probably the toughest thing to deal with as an Australian player coming over here. It's quite daunting, and you spend a lot of time in your hotel while you're in India.
Yeah, but the thing about the crowds, doesn't playing a home series in Australia feel almost like you're playing in India?
It certainly did this summer. They certainly packed our stadiums and showed great support towards their team.
Yeah. Now, Glenn, we are SBS Punjabi, and you've been part of Kings 11 Punjab for many years, and you know you've always been called Glenn Singh Maxwell. How much Punjabi have you learned?
Absolutely none. they've been very good to me, and they were very good to me for those 4 years I played for them.
Yeah, and you're missing the IPL. How do you feel about that this year?
Yeah, it's obviously it was a big decision my career going forward and giving myself the best opportunity to play Test match cricket.
All the youngsters adore you for the fours and the sixes that you hit in the short format. So for you, is it still Test cricket that reigns supreme?
Yeah, I'm giving myself the best opportunity to play Test cricket in the future, and I think playing county cricket gives me that opportunity, and hopefully playing a bit more first-class cricket, I can put my name up to play in the whites for Australia again.
Congratulations on your purple patch with a bat. May the run continue.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
SBS.
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 SBS Radio.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.